Now on the text 88291, don't forget it's Golden Graham. Would very much appreciate those. At 9:21, it's time for us to welcome Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor with today's Sports for Thought. But first of all, you're off to see the boss on Friday.
Well, I'm going to Rome. I'm not sure I'll see him this time. But Pope Francis is great. And he's there with a lot of other bishops at the moment talking about the family. And, you know, he's a breath of fresh air for the church. And in the sense of pushing the church, not changing anything, but in a new direction. And I think people warm to him.
Very welcome, yeah?
Yeah, very, very. I know quite well because we were made cardinals together. Well, in 2001, so I occasionally meet him. We can remember the time when, I mean, I never thought he'd be Pope then.
Nor did he, I would imagine.
Certainly not. And so that's what happens. Good Lord has his ways.
Well, give him our best.
All right. I'd say Radio 2 is asking after
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Today's Sports for Thought, please.
I was dining with a few people the other day, and a man asked me where I was born and brought up. I said, Reading. And he said, oh. As if Reading were not very important and rather boring and insignificant. I pointed it out to him that wherever you're born and brought up is not insignificant, but it's very important. Of course, I was able to say that Reading had two rivers, the Kennet and the Thames. It had a university, an ancient abbey. I'm proud of Reading. Then it occurred to me that all of us should be proud of the contribution we make to wherever we were born and brought up, but especially to where we live now. When I was Archbishop of Westminster, every year I used to have a service to which immigrant people of London were invited. They came from every country you could think of. Westminster Cathedral was absolutely packed. During my sermon, I used to thank them for coming and say we shared a common faith. But I also said there was one other thing that we shared, and that was we all had come to London from elsewhere. I had come from a different county, but they'd come to London from different parts of the world. So now I say we are all Londoners. You maybe can't think of yourselves immediately as British or English, but you can think of yourselves as people who have a stake in this great city. You can be proud and happy to be here. The same could be said of all of you to whom I'm speaking today. You may be, I don't know, from Manchester, Glasgow, Belfast, Cardiff, Birmingham, or the smallest village in the country. My thought today is that wherever you are, realise that you have a stake, not only in the place where you were born and brought up, but where you live now with your family, with your colleagues at work, with your community. Society begins with the family. And what is that stake? The stake is the sense in which you have something to give, some way in which you can provide for the growth of your community, the way you bring up your family, the way you care for others. All of you, all of us, have a part to play. And for those listening from Reading, warmest greetings. And I should have added earlier, you have a good football team.
Two rivers. You can't argue with two rivers, can you?
Exactly.
All right, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Come back soon.
All right.
Please do.
Thank you. Bye.